the Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
Hello and welcome to the Age Appropriate Podcast with Charlie Baker.
And Tom Lucy.
That's me.
That's you.
Thanks for listening. This is the first one. It's exciting. You excited?
I'm very excited. What I'm hoping we do is hit the ground running.
Yeah, well, we've started very strong. This is a really good start, I think. I'm really happy with this.
I'm 40 years old.
And I am 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it would be fun to sit down and talk about our different experiences. Is that correct, Charlie?
That's correct. And and how we approach life from our separate age viewpoints.
Yes, because 40 is quite a big milestone, isn't it, Charlie?
I wasn't too bothered about it. I can't quite believe I am 40.
Yeah.
But I've done lots of things I wanted to do. So that doesn't matter.
You've had a colourful life.
I look back and I go, I'm really pleased I'm not 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
20's hard, and I think you've got a lot. I think you've got a lot of stuff to go through.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Some people a lot of the time think that I have the face of someone who's not been through any sort of. People at the beginning of films before all the shit goes down.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what I look like? Do you think I look like...
Fresh face, do you mean?
Yeah. Sort of naive and...
Like you've not lived.
Yeah.
Like I think you've got a timeless face.
Or do you think I look like I've seen some stuff?
I think you've got a timeless face.
I've just come back from Vietnam or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, maybe not Nam.
Mm.
But I think you... If they were doing a war film...
Woking.
And you were expected to be hitting the ground running...
Yeah.
Being parachuted in somewhere.
Yeah.
You'd be the one that I reckon's going to get killed by the end of the film.
I think that's true. I think I would get killed.
You think?
Whereas you, I think, have a face.
Yeah.
Which, you look like, I think you look like you've seen some stuff.
Do you think?
Mm.
Lived a life.
Yeah, because you're very smiley and positive in one way.
Yeah.
And quite upbeat.
Mm.
But there's a sadness in your eyes.
Do you think it's a mask? Do you think it's a mask, Tom?
I've always thought that, yeah. I've always thought it's a mask.
Deep down...
You don't want to be around when the laughter stops.
I think what it is, I think... I don't feel like I'm intelligent enough to have a serious face.
Do you think?
I think if you have a serious face...
Yeah.
You have to have the brains to back it up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I think you're just quite boring.
And are you quite uneducated?
Not uneducated, but...
just thick.
A lot of my stuff where I'm intelligent...
Yeah.
...is performance-based.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
I've not got any... So, yeah, that's... we're going to be talking today, though. Today's one...
Health. It's a big one.
So what we're going to do in the podcast is take a big subject each week.
Like health. Yeah.
And discuss it from our own points of view.
Perfect.
Coming up also, Tom will have his Googled list of facts.
Yeah, I've been on the internet.
Or Binged or Ask Jeeved.
I've actually
list of facts.
Been
what's,
on
what have you used, Tom?
AskMen.com for this one.
So, have you?
And a bit on the NHS website, but AskMen.com is better.
And then I will be calling in an expert later on.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the podcast, Tom is going to tell you one of his darkest secrets.
Yeah.
We haven't set that up, but maybe.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
We might run out of time. We'll try that. We'll try and do that.
So 40 is, you've sort of hit the halfway point now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Does that ever cross your
mind? I quite like the thought of that, actually.
Mm.
I think
are you looking forward to death?
I think you say I'm a positive person, and that is true. Because I do see it as halfway.
Yeah.
And I do think, yeah, well, you've got to go for it. Keep moving forward.
Yeah.
You know. I don't see 40 as some big, like, ooh, that's the end of that then.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I've probably got 20 more years of, like...
If you're lucky.
...being a right laugh and having a good time. No?
Well, I would say that my dad is 54.
Yeah.
And he's, starting to lose happiness.
Is he? Is he?
So I reckon you've got about 14 years left of...
But is that because he's got a son who's thrown away a university career?
It could be, yeah.
To basically go away and join the circus.
Well, when he hears this podcast, it will confirm his fears about what I'm doing. But
that's more to do with mental health, is it? Is he a healthy man? Because I'm a healthy... Are you a healthy person?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's quite hard not to be healthy at 19.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You'd have to
what
do
have you
some...
Had? What have you had? That's a good
what
one.
What have
that's
I had?
Topic. What have you had? What sort of stuff
what
have you
What sort
had?
Of illnesses yeah. have I had? I have... I don't... This is... Okay.
Yeah.
I have... in my family, there's quite a lot of gout.
Right.
Which is quite a sort of old disease, yeah. isn't it? Gout.
Well, people think it is, don't they?
Yeah, it sounds like scurvy or something like that. I can't imagine anyone from 2016 getting gout.
Gout is a build-up of uric acid in a joint.
You might get gout.
I get gout. I also get gout.
Do you have gout?
I also get
gout. Do you actually
have gout? I get gout.
Where do you have gout?
In my left big
That's
toe.
That's where I had it.
Yeah. But that's where most people have it, in their big toes.
In the joints, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's a build-up of uric acid.
Yeah. I just said that. You should listen.
Yeah, yeah. So we're learning. Well, you already knew that. But
yeah. So how often do you get gout?
Well, so it turns out that I don't actually have gout. But I had a pain in my toe.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor and he asked if we had gout in the family.
Yeah.
My dad's got gout really badly. In his ankle, which is worse than your toe,
ooh,
I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't fancy
his
that.
His dad had gout. Oh. So there's gout in the family, basically.
It's not like having money in the family, is it? or like...
No, and it's not as useful as that.
I am a fifth-generation trapeze artist.
Yeah, although when my dad's ankles swole up, we got to go through Heathrow Airport really quickly.
Oh,
man. Because he had a wheelchair.
Is this a good technique to...
That's a good way of getting through airports quickly, actually, if you're in wheelchairs. That's a good tip.
Pretend you've got gout in your ankle.
Yeah. Couldn't be anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Ankle's best for wheelchairs. Yeah. Little tip there, if you're planning
so
to...
So how does
holiday.
It manifest itself, your gout?
Well, it's not gout.
Oh, but all right, your fake gout.
Well, it's just painful, isn't it, gout?
So basically, you're telling me you've got a painful toe.
I banged my toe on the door, is what I'm trying to say. But gout is a sort of disease that I can imagine you being prone to.
Why is that? Because of my rotund nature?
Well, and age.
And the fact I'm always supping on the old uric acid.
Yeah.
That big bottle of uric acid.
Well, it's red wine and cheese, isn't it? Do you have a lot of red wine and cheese?
Not really, no.
That surprises me.
But I get it. I've heard you can get it a lot if you eat a lot of pulses, like lentils.
Eat what?
It's not always the things you think it is.
Pulses?
Yeah. We'll ask the doctor later on.
What's pulse?
Pulses like lentils and chickpeas and that sort of thing.
Oh, really?
Don't ask me any more than that, as I've said.
Right.
Not very intelligent.
No.
So you've had gout. What else you had? What's the longest you've been in bed poorly at 19?
I don't think... I've not really been... This is such a horrible thing to say, isn't
it? Yeah.
Because you're just...
It's all right.
I've not really been that ill.
Good.
Yeah. That's the sort of thing you would say just before you got really ill,
though, isn't
it? What
sort of health... Yeah, that's like, I'm a strong swimmer.
Yeah.
Oh, he's drowned.
I'm really healthy. No, I've not really been that ill.
No.
I don't think. No. Have you been ill? It's quite dark, this, isn't it?
Well, not really.
So we're getting into quite dark territory.
No, not really, because you're talking about... It's what the podcast
the
is about, isn't it?
Ill
talking
for?
About where you are in
are
your
you
life
say
at your age.
Horrible.
I mean, it's all right, though,
have
isn't
you
it?
Had some horrible illness?
No.
That I don't know about.
No, but if I had, it'd be a good reveal now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it would change the tone, but yeah.
No. What do you worry about at 19? What health do you worry about at 19? What illness do you worry about?
I suppose STDs. Chlamydia is a big one. Chlamydia is a big one.
So, see, this is the thing. This wasn't the thing when I was growing up, particularly chlamydia.
No.
When I was 19, there wasn't no big chlamydia
exactly,
worry.
Weren't,
sexually, I was very sexually active.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, or right into it.
Don't make eye contact with me when you say that.
All right,
that.
Okay. So, chlamydia. Have many of your friends had chlamydia?
A couple. No.
Is it the sort of thing you and your mates sit around talking about?
No.
Oh, this guy's got the big C. No, that's not the big C.
It's not.
It? It's the small C.
Yeah. It's not cool to have chlamydia, is it? Is it cool to have chlamydia?
I don't know. Is it like a badge of honour?
Is it like an ASBO?
I don't know.
Are they still cool?
I don't know.
No, they're not cool.
Do they still exist, I suppose?
No, I don't know many people who've had chlamydia. I think that's a risk, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've actually bought you a present. I've bought you a present for the podcast, Tom.
Yeah, all right.
And
what is it?
It's going to be one of the things. I bought you a little present.
Oh, my God.
For the podcast. I want you to open it.
It's in an NHS.
Open it. NHS. It's in a pharmacy bag.
Prescription bag.
And it's a... And I thought, because you're 19... And you know, or
so
the thing when you hit 40 and you hit like a bit, you get a bit older, you think, if I was a young man again, I'd really be putting it about.
Yeah.
19. So you might want to tell.
It's three Featherlite ultra thin feel Durex condoms.
The good brand.
This morning?
I bought you those today. And I think we'll have an update each week how the box is going.
Yeah, I'll bring back four next week.
Ah, we'll just see if the box has even been opened on next week.
You left the price on it, which you shouldn't do when you buy someone a present.
Why not? But I wanted to show you that.
It's quite inappropriate, really, that a 40-year-old man is buying a 90.
It's not. I'm trying.
I'm not sure we should broadcast this, actually.
Why? I've bought you some good ones. They're ultra light, ultra thin.
Thanks, man. That's real nice. That's real kind of you. And I wish I could... bring you something as well. I haven't got anything for you.
Oh, well, it's all right.
You can have one of my condoms.
It was no, I want you,
do you
to
want one of them.
We'll have a weekly update of how the box of condoms is going.
Oh, Christ.
And
yeah.
So chlamydia is the main one at the main illness that you're worried about when you're 19.
I would have thought. But for you there's loads. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Go on. Now, let's get to your Tom's Googled list.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
Let's talk about testicles.
Let's talk about testicles. It's a bit low early on, but yeah, go on. So these are the things you've Googled that you think are going to be wrong with me.
I've been on the internet, Charlie.
Yeah.
I've been on the internet.
I've heard of it.
So just...
Yeah.
I've Tom's done a lot Googled of research. List. I've done a lot of research.
Of facts.
Testicles.
Yeah.
Do you check them quite regularly?
Very regularly.
Yours?
I've actually been to the doctor when I thought I'd found a lump.
It's getting quite dark again.
Yeah, why? It's not dark. I thought I'd found a lump on the testicle.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor that afternoon.
Really?
Because I am on it.
Yeah.
I don't want to die of ignorance. Or no. Like, oh, find it and oh, that'll be all right. I went that afternoon.
Yeah. And what was it?
He said, all right, get on the thing. And he squeezed me testicles. And,
squeezed is not the right
word. Now, this is the phrase he used. You think squeezed isn't the right word. The
squeeze.
What he said was, I'm just going to milk it down.
He did not say that.
He did say that.
Milk it down. Is this a family friend of yours? Is this a doctor?
The doctor said, I'm just going to milk your testicle down.
Milk your testicles.
And I thought, well, that isn't... I had to check.
Who is this doctor?
He's my GP. Not the one we're going to talk to later on.
Where do you live?
In Oxfordshire, where I live.
And that's normal, is it, in Oxfordshire?
I don't know, but this is my experience. He said, I'll milk it down. And he said, no, sometimes you have a build-up of stuff in some of the veins around your testicle, and that's what that is. So there you are, not to worry about it.
Yeah.
But faced it head on, Tom. That's what you've got to do.
Are there any photos that any listeners could maybe have a look at, or
of the milk?
Maybe
down.
We'll put some up on the
Maybe we'll find. I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea. If anyone wants to send in,
I'm happy to take some pictures.
A picture of their own testicles. We can say if we think there's anything wrong with them or not.
That would be a good feature, wouldn't it?
A good feature.
That's a really good feature.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Good one. Next, move down your list.
Diabetes.
Oh, now yes, this is an issue, isn't it?
That's quite a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Caused, I think, by high cholesterol.
It's high sugar, isn't it?
High sugar.
If you're going to Google a list, Tom,
yeah,
you should Google all the facts about the things you're going to say.
How much sugar do you eat?
I don't think I was worried about that. Now, this is the thing. As I've got older and I've sort of checked my health a bit and gone, need to stop eating less
sugar,
donuts on my own. But also, I've become gluten-free.
Right.
Gluten intolerant.
So it
cuts out a lot of stuff that you have other than chocolate.
I don't know what gluten-free means. What does it mean?
Why are you so annoyed about it?
Because it just annoys me.
Why?
Because you'd be one of those people who complains in Costa. Because the blueberry muffins aren't gluten-free.
I wouldn't complain about it.
I just don't like you people.
But I wouldn't complain about it. I'd just go with it and go, all right, yeah. All right, okay,
just
I can't
die
have that.
Quietly.
No, I can't have that.
That's... Why can't you have it?
Because I know I can't have it because
Why?
It gives me stomach cramps. That's what it does. That's what the gluten does. It gives
Is
you stomach
it?
Cramps and makes it pretty uncomfortable all in, really.
You just feel a
I
bit...
I could say more than that, but I don't want to get bum obsessed.
No, let's get into it. I'm interested
yeah, okay.
in this.
Well, I don't know if everyone wants to hear it. Well, it makes your toilet situation not particularly exciting.
Is it normally exciting?
No, I realise it's always been not great, and that's why. I wish I'd gone gluten free a lot earlier.
Right. I'm not sure I'm on board with the whole gluten free thing. To be
you
honest.
Don't believe in it?
No.
You think it's a myth?
Yeah. I think you need to just.
What sort of myth? Why? Well, I'll tell you what.
Because people feel ill sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not. It's fine.
But if it's every time you eat a pizza or every time you eat a loaf of some toast.
Yeah, don't eat toast.
And then you narrow it. Well, that's what I'm doing.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm on board with this. Yeah, I'm on board with gluten free. It sounds really good, actually. I might become.
I think you should try it.
I might become gluten free.
Do you get so when you eat bread, you're all right?
I'm great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can eat anything.
Oh, that's because you're 19. See, at the moment as well, you can eat anything and you don't put a... But you don't pick on, do you? Nothing.
Don't put weight on?
No.
I do put weight on.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have to... What exercise do you do?
I run... No, I don't do exercise.
Oh.
I don't really do exercise.
No, but you're a slim man, you see.
Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Once
that's really
19,
nice of you.
Once you get into... Yeah, you'll be all right till you're like 25, 26. And
is that when it all
that,
went wrong for you?
Genuinely, no. That's when I started to eat. That's when I started to eat too much. But it is once you. It's weird. You can't shift it. As
yeah.
Quick.
Really.
Yeah.
So what you're saying? I should just enjoy the next 6 years because
you should enjoy the next. Although it's going to be very stressful. Your 20s.
For me or for everyone?
For everyone.
20s you think it'll
stressful.
Be more stressful for me?
20s is stressful.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened in yours? Or something?
No, nothing particularly.
What
bad.
Were you doing in your 20s? Were you a comedian?
I was an actor in my 20s.
What kind of
no,
stuff?
Actor till I was actor.
Were you still that. Living in the woods?
In the woods?
In Devon?
No, I lived in London till I was 27, 28. Moved to London at 18.
What kind of stuff were you acting in?
Well, oh, rubbish. I was like, I played like the crab in Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is there anywhere we could see that performance?
Remember the crab in Pinocchio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a very good actor.
Is it on DVD?
I wasn't not a very good actor. It's not on DVD. No.
You weren't
oh,
getting,
no, no.
Get getting the right parts, mate.
Stage production.
Right. Who was your agent?
Exactly.
The crab in Pinocchio. Is there a crab in Pinocchio?
This is the... There we are.
I didn't know there was a crab in Pinocchio. Are.
Well, no. So, but I got married when I was 26.
Wow. That's quite young. It's not that young, actually, is it?
So I was
it's young now.
I was working out the other day. You were born in 1997, weren't you?
96.
96.
Yeah. What were you doing in 1996?
I was at drama school.
Being a crab.
I was at drama school. I was at college in London.
Yeah.
Supposedly having the time of my life. Actually, not enjoying it at all when I look back.
Oh, no. Well, it's quite dark.
Not knowing what I wanted to do. I don't know why you keep calling real life dark. I think this is your generation.
This is the issue.
It's just real
life.
No,
this is the issue because I've not been for any of this. This is why people think I have a
But it's not dark,
face.
You see. It's just like, well...
Erectile dysfunction.
Erectile, yes.
An issue for you?
Not.
If you don't feel comfortable talking about this,
happy,
please.
Happy to talk about it.
Please
happy
let
to talk
me
talk about
know.
Anything. I'll talk about anything.
All right.
This is the thing when you get older.
You lose self-respect.
I think you lose any inhibition as you get older.
Right. Well, that's something to look forward
because,
to, isn't it?
Because I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. Whereas I think at 19, you might not want to talk about, like the box of condoms, you physically blushed. Didn't want to talk about it.
Well, it's not so much that you...
It was a present. I gave you a gift.
Yeah, it's very kind of you, but it's inappropriate.
Oh. What's inappropriate about it?
It's really kind, and I will...
I'm trying to help you and not get poorly.
Thank you.
But also to, you know, when you're next having sex, you'll go, oh, I know. Oh, you'll think about me. Just at the split second.
Sure.
Just at the split second where it comes to it.
I normally think about you, so now I've got a reason
Exactly.
Exactly, that's perfect.
Talking about erectile dysfunction.
Mm.
This is this is tempting, isn't it?
Mm.
To go, oh, I'm never, so, yeah, and then, you know.
But you're okay.
Not yet.
You're okay.
Not yet. No, down there, so
perfect.
So far.
Oh, that's, I'm really happy to hear that.
Pretty good.
Perfect.
I'm told.
Well, that will
by my wife. That will, by my dear wife.
That will she put might a lot of be... listeners' minds at ease yeah. to know that. Because
this list, what else? This list is very bum and willy obsessed.
Okay, let's. What I've also got, which I think will be quite fun, is other people who you will have heard of.
All right.
Who are 40.
Good. That's good.
And what we yeah. could do is sort of discuss whether they're better people than no,
oh, that's
no,
a shame.
whether they're more or less healthy than
that's
you.
That's a shame. Yeah.
So, and it's quite. This is a good list, actually.
Okay, go on
there's
then.
Some really good people.
Let's
here.
Just do it quickly. Go.
Should I just do
go
the whole
healthier
list?
Healthier or not healthy?
David Beckham.
Healthier.
He's healthier.
A lot healthier.
50 Cent.
Oh, I don't know.
You're the same age as 50 Cent. Isn't that weird?
What do you think? 50 Cent's lifestyle.
I think
is
you're
like...
healthier than 50 Cent.
Do you?
Yeah, physically.
Why?
No, you're mentally healthier than 50 Cent, but
maybe
he's probably physically healthier.
Yeah, well, I reckon he does he do weights?
I would imagine so.
I've never been one for weights.
Weights are big in the rap game.
Oh, right, okay.
So I imagine he's all over them.
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias.
You can be my hero, baby.
Exactly.
What do you think?
What, I think he's healthy.
I think
now? He's
I reckon he might have piled
you.
It on. Do you?
No, I think he's really healthy.
You think he's healthy? He's,
yeah.
He's living the Mediterranean lifestyle.
Yeah. So let's go healthier. He's healthier than you.
Mm.
Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Where is the love? I don't know.
She's
what
still
she,
alive.
It depends what she's doing now.
Probably recording an album.
You think?
Probably a comeback album, I would imagine.
Big comeback. Fergie's big comeback.
Yeah. You're healthier than Fergie.
I don't know. I reckon, maybe.
Bublé.
I live a pretty good lifestyle. Bublé. Bublé.
Is really? It weird to know that you're the same age as these
well,
people?
Well, he only comes out as Christmas. Well...
50 Cent I was quite surprised about.
50 Cent.
You're maybe, the same
maybe,
age as 50
maybe
Cent.
Maybe that's one thing we'll do in a future episode, is we'll find out more about 50 Cent's life.
Mm.
And see how it sort of matches
similar
up.
To your life.
What he does when he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What his process is.
I think 50 Cent was a crab in Pinocchio in his early 20s.
He might
20s.
Have been.
I
he might
wouldn't
have been.
Be surprised if he was if he dabbled in.
If it, I think I can see him in Pinocchio, but maybe not as the crab. Maybe as the guy like who owns the donkeys when they turn Pinocchio into the donkey.
Yeah, you know Pinocchio a lot better than I do.
Yeah,
let's
have
just
you not
say
seen
that.
The film?
No, but I will...
You've seen no films?
No, I have seen films.
This comes to me to my second gift for you this week.
Why
Tom?
Have you bought so many presents?
It's not for you, I want it back. Are you when you get lent something, do you bring it back?
No, but I'll take it anyway.
Right, this is a film from my childhood that I really enjoyed. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Is it in black and white?
No, it's called The Cannonball Run.
The Cannonball Run?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of my favourite films.
Is it?
Very big in my childhood. I think anyone my age knows it. And I want you to watch that. I want you to watch that, Tom. And in a couple of weeks' time...
Oh, it's got Burt Reynolds in it.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks' time, on the next episode, you can give us a review, a 19-year-old's review of The Cannonball Run.
What's it about?
You watch it.
Okay.
It's a car race. It's a car race.
Oh, it's about cars.
Well, it's not about cars.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite films. I'd like a review of it.
Okay.
From you in on the next podcast.
Is Burt Reynolds a bit of a hero of yours?
Burt Reynolds. Not really, no. He was just a big actor. I'm trying to think of an equivalent now. He plays all like older sex symbols now
Enrique,
in films you watch.
Enrique Iglesias?
No, he doesn't.
The Rock.
50 Cent, The Rock. He's not really like that. No. He was sort of just one of those smooth guys.
Matt Damon. He's pretty smooth.
Not really. He's not greasy, though, is he? Who plays, like, the greasy ones?
Greasy?
Yeah.
Greasy?
I say greasy.
Greasy.
It's greasier.
Oh, OK. Tom Cruise?
No, I don't think Burt Reynolds and Tom Cruise go together. Burt a man's man. Maybe Jason
Burt
Statham.
Burt Reynolds the one that looks
Jason
like a...
Jason Statham.
Is he the one that looks like a hardcore porn actor?
A bit, yeah. A bit, yeah.
I like him.
Big moustache and all that sort
of thing. Yeah, he's quite violent looking, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's quite scary.
Have you finished your list of stuff that's wrong with me?
Yeah. Also, what I'd like... This is a big one. Prostate. Are you comfortable talking about this?
Of course I am.
Have you had it... Have you had it checked, really.
Because your prostate is when you're 50 plus, really.
Is it?
And I think in a few... When, what we're going to do in future weeks, to tell in our dear listener...
Yeah.
...is get some older, older people on.
Yeah.
Older people. Like, we're going to get someone who's 80 on. Someone who's 70. Someone who's 60.
A baby.
Maybe a baby.
Yeah.
Get someone in their 20s to tell someone in their mid-20s who's a bit depressed to tell Tom what's going to happen in the next few years.
It's quite dark, this.
It's not. There's nothing dark about life, Tom.
It is dark.
It's just real life. What's dark about it?
Why are you making it all depressing?
It's not depressing.
I've come in here all fresh-faced and excited about the world.
Yeah.
And you've just stamped on everything.
I'm not stamped on
anything. Stamping
on
my dreams.
I've told you sometimes it's hard, but sometimes it's brilliant.
Mm.
But I don't know either. A 60-year-old would look at me and go, well, you don't know anything, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But the prostate exam would be good to do
prostate
live,
exam.
I think.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We will call up now. I'm going to have my feature each week is going to be I'm going to call in an expert.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever we're talking about.
Yeah.
And we're going to call up now on the old Skype.
Yeah.
My friend Dr. Simon Stockhill.
He's
a very respected GP in Whitby.
Okay.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
Hello, Dr. Stockhill speaking.
Ah,
hi, Simon.
Dr. Simon Stockhill. This is Charlie and Tom at the Age Appropriate Podcast. How are you?
And how are you?
Yeah, we are pretty good. We are pretty good. Can you hear us?
I can just about hear you, apart from the sound of a Coast Guard helicopter going over the top of me. But other than that,
oh, that sounds exciting.
Right. Well, tell us all about. What is what 19-year-olds should be looking out for, health wise, and then what 40-year-olds should be looking out for, health wise?
19-year-olds first.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the most important things for 19-year-olds would be mental health issues and sort of lifestyle issues, including things like drugs and alcohol and sexual health. So in terms of mental health issues, we know that people suffering from anxiety seems to be a growing problem, probably not helped by the stresses and strains of the lives of students and young people either in work or looking for work at the moment.
Yeah.
So there are loads of things out there that you can do. There's loads of online stuff. If you start by going to the nhs.uk website and looking up anxiety, there's loads of self-help guides available on there that can give you an idea as to whether you may be, for instance, suffering from anxiety or from depression or from panic disorder, which is another common mental health issue facing young people. And that can guide you in that direction. If you continue to be worried, you can go talk to your local GP, your family doctor, and the resources that they will have available for you. So that's
brilliant. That's brilliant.
About mental health.
Can I ask a question, Simon?
Yeah.
Is it quite strange for a 19-year-old to have gout?
Sorry, you're going to have to repeat that because you're very quiet and the nurse outside my door is very noisy.
Is it strange for a 19-year-old to have gout?
Strange for a 19-year-old to have gout?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's relatively unusual, but it's not impossible.
Okay.
So gout depends on a number of things, including potential underlying medical conditions, lifestyle factors such as diet and alcohol consumption, hydration.
Right. Okay.
So I think gout would be a diagnosis in a 19-year-old that I would definitely want to make by seeing somebody and examining them and probably running some blood tests before I came to that conclusion.
There we are. 40. Give us some 40-year-old, Si.
40-year-old stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, most important thing really at 40 is healthy living and managing the risk factors for developing diseases of old age. So,
oh no!
That is, well, no, not saying that you are old, but you know, in terms of when you become old, doing stuff in your 40s now can prevent you from having problems in your 70s and 80s. The classic, I mean, the best thing is if you are a smoker, just bloody stop it. And if you need help stopping it, obviously that's available from your family doctor or local stop smoking services. If you drink too much alcohol, similarly, there are things you can do to address that.
Basically, just
keeping
stop
under,
it.
Keeping your weight under control, doing plenty of physical exercise. They're all really important things.
That's brilliant.
Can I say?
And of course, you do qualify from the age of 40 for the NHS health check from your local family doctor's surgery. You can go and get your old man. Sorry, your over 40 MOT.
I'm gonna do that.
Where they'll check you for things like your vascular circulatory health, so things like your cholesterol level and things like that. Check
perhaps,
your diabetes.
Simon, we'll do that as part of the podcast.
You could indeed, yes.
Simon, is Charlie too young to be having a prostate exam?
Yeah, probably. Unless you've got a strong family history or significant symptoms, and I generally wouldn't recommend one on a regular basis.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stockhill.
My pleasure. Simon.
All right, bye-bye now.
Thanks, Simon. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. So that was Dr. Stockhill. We called in the expert.
Yeah.
I feel a bit less well after that.
he's a friend of yours, is he?
True.
Dr. Stockhill.
Yeah. Dr. Simon Stockhill, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. He's a doctor.
Well, I know it was good. I wasn't going to call up any rubbish. Was I? What do you think about what he said about being 19?
Like a doctor.
Anxiety issues. I think maybe we should do a mental health episode rather than. I think that's a separate thing.
What do you think? What are your opinions? Do you think I seem mentally healthy?
I think so, but I think we all need to look after our mental health all the time, especially when you're 19. Especially the anxiety thing. Do you get anxious? I get anxious.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We all get anxious, don't we? Yeah. I think that's the thing with anxiety is to just go. We all get it. So just try and work out.
But it's quite sort of. You know, things like Facebook, and that doesn't help anxiety, does it?
No.
That causes a lot of people to be quite anxious.
Well, because people put out the best version of themselves.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just like a, you know, like.
But if there's room for sort of the opposite of Facebook, where people just put like the worst of themselves out there, just like, just when they're like, oh God, eating beans out of the can in their pants.
Is that what you do?
I might start doing that on Facebook, see how many likes that gets.
Yeah.
I've just eaten a whole 12 box of donuts in the car on my own.
Posting that on Facebook.
Hashtag.
Well, you can dislike photos now on Facebook.
Can you?
So that would get a lot of dislikes.
Yeah. So Dr. Stockhill also said that I could go and have an MOT check, like a 40.
I think you should do that.
I'm going to do that. I think I might, if it's not too invasive... I might see if we can do that as part of the podcast.
Interesting what you said about prostate exams, isn't it?
Yeah. You seem quite obsessed with me having a prostate exam.
I think it would be good.
Do you find the thought of me having a finger up my anus funny, Tom?
I think it would be good for the podcast.
But when we're still doing this in 10 years' time...
Yeah.
Then we'll finally have the prostate special.
That it's all been leading up to.
The whole 10 years.
Yeah.
The big end of season finale podcast will be me having the prostate check.
Maybe we could do a video version of it.
Yeah, but that's a long time yet. And you'll have been through all sorts. Loads with you.
Yeah, in the next 10 years, yeah.
That's it. So that's the age of... I think that's this week, do you? I think we're done.
Health. I think we've covered health.
We've sort of covered health, where we are.
We'll do
health again in a month or two.
I think if you had any questions about health, they would have been answered in the last half hour.
I don't know. Maybe. If you have got any questions about health, find us on at Age Appropriate, which we have got on. We are
have
on Twitter. Or what's your Twitter handle, Tom?
Just at Tom Lucy.
Oh, you've got that.
I managed to secure
it. Got in early. I'm at Baker's Tweet. So find us. When had to find like a cool like switcheroo one.
It's difficult to find though.
Charlie Baker is also. That's pointless. Don't up a name. So that was. You think we've covered health there?
Yeah, I would be very surprised if
I didn't
there's
talk
anything
at
we
all about when I had worms.
Okay.
Which
be a nice ending.
I don't think we need to get into that.
Worms?
Yeah. And we've
my sister had worms once.
Yeah.
And we all had to take
tablets. We've run out of time. That's why I had, that's the one I had.
Yeah, did they come out?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. Genuinely. But horribly as well. It's not very nice. But I don't think we need to talk about that. So that is the Age Appropriate podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
I think we're going to be weekly, aren't we, Tom?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nothing like a bit of self-promotion.
I'll see what my schedule is like.
All right, okay.
No, we'll do weekly, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
Next week with fashion.
Yeah.
We're going to be joined by Ian Moore.
Perfect.
Who's a comedian, but also
a
beautifully dressed man.
What a man.
Tom will be reviewing The Cannonball Run. We will have an update on that box of condoms.
Sure. Yeah, I'm excited to...
And you were going to set me some music to listen to, some music that you like, that you think I should listen
well,
to.
Well, it's... I do... Yeah, I thought of some music that you could listen to.
Yeah, go on.
Have you heard of a band called Odd Future?
Odd Future.
Have you heard of them?
No, but I like the sound of them.
Yeah, so I think you will like... Well, I don't know if you'll like... I don't think you'll like them, but...
Oh.
Listen to them and
you don't
see
know what I like.
I'd like to play some. We can't play any, can we?
Maybe next week.
We can maybe play some next week.
Okay. Odd Future. So I'll be listening to Odd Future this week.
Yeah.
Tom will be watching The Cannonball Run and reviewing it next week on the Age Appropriate podcast.